childcare costs push families to the brink for free childcare. And paid parental leave by Gardner Renfield and Lee Valley Socialist Party. Britain has the second highest childcare costs in the world. And the cost of living crisis is pushing them yet higher. For many, one parent's wages barely covers the bill, and that's before rent, gas, water, and food. I've seen numerous posts on social media from other new parents, and even parents-to-be, desperately trying to find nursery places. Over 40% of local authorities do not have enough places for children under 2. One friend, a social worker and single mother, is unable to return to work because she can only find 6 hours a week of childcare. For those who do find a place, they face extortionate costs. I saw one post from a teaching assistant, who is only paid for term time work, but could only secure a childcare place on basis of paying all year round, more than her yearly wage. Unsustainable costs. Two-thirds of parents recently surveyed were paying as much or more on childcare costs than on housing. It is often only sustainable by relying on family and friends for help, normally grandparents. Otherwise, people end up working multiple jobs and long hours with no family time. So many parents I know work shifts or weekends to share childcare. More than 11,000 childcare places have been lost during the COVID-19 pandemic. Privatized nurseries have shut up shop, unable to make a profit. It doesn't have to be this way, and shouldn't be this way. Local councils should subsidize childcare costs, invest in council-run services, and reopen the thousands of children's centers closed over the last decade. Childcare should be a publicly owned service, employing well-paid, fully trained professionals and run to meet the needs of parents and children, not profit. Parents, especially women, are being priced out of work, and families forced into poverty. We need to fight for free childcare, and the option of extended, paid parental leave until children reach school age.